No, I don't. You have the spokes.
Yeah, but the spokes...
Which are connected to the... to the center and to the outer rim, but I don't know what the outer rim's called.
Yeah, well, that's the that's sometimes called a felly. But
never heard of it.
Now, the part of a wagon that the horses actually pull on, thing that comes across in the back that they
it's a something tree, single tree.
All right. Now, have you ever heard of a? Now, that's I think that's the one that each horse pulls on. But then sometimes there's one that goes all the way across that. Have you ever heard it called the double tree?
No.
I guess I have. But I think I've read it more than I've heard it.
Uh-huh. Now, if someone's going back and forth with a truck or a wagon moving moving dirt or something, you might say he was...
hauling dirt.
And talking about dragging something out of a field. Did he drag it out? You say, yes, he...
He dragged it out, or he drug it out.
Do both of those sound...
Neither sounds correct to me because I don't know which is correct, just quickly.
Yeah, but I mean, neither one sounds...
I have heard both.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I guess it's drag, dragged, drug, and he had drug.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay, that's
I have
fine.
To look it up.
Okay. The thing that you break up dirt with, attached to the back of a tractor.
Plow. Yeah, the harrow.
Now, are there any different kinds of plows and harrows?
Oh, yes, and Bill Fountain could tell you every one of them, but I can't.
You don't know the names of the, or any of the harrow that comes up like this, you don't distinguish one of those. Now, the part of the, we were talking about the wheel before, that part there is the hub.
Of course.
Now, but now the inch, what is goes into the hub?
Oh. I really don't know.
The axle. Sure. Say it again, please.
Mm-hmm.
Just say it again. I think I was...
Axle.
Now, if you're going to saw, when you saw firewood, saw whole logs, put them up on a thing that's kind of X-frame.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
Well, you've seen the ones that kind of an A-frame that has kind of this kind of flat on top, and the carpenters use that.
And then, oh, a sawhorse.
Yeah. Now, would you call it a sawhorse also if it were shaped in this?
I have no idea.
X-frame.
I don't know.
Well, that'd
be more of a cradle, wouldn't it?
Well, sometimes it's called a sawbuck.
Oh.
That's why a $10 bill is called a sawbuck. See, because it's an X.
My lesson for today.
Yeah, okay. and you might use a comb on your hair, or you might use a
brush.
And when you do that, you say, I'm going to
brush my hair.
And sharpen a straight razor.
Strop.
All right. And you, in a rifle, you put a
cartridge.
And a something children play on. One sits on either end and it goes up and down.
Seesaw.
And when they do that, you say they're...
Seesawing.
Right. And have you ever seen a limber plank that's suspended on both ends? It's anchored at either end, and it's a long plank that kids jump up and bounce
up. A teeter-totter.
Right. Now that's... And that's different from a...
Seesaw.
Okay. And a homemade merry-go-round. Remember? And something that be suspended from a... have you ever heard of something like a ridey horse or a whirligig or a flying jenny or just a merry-go-round?
No, a ridey horse to me is a